Welcome to Spotlight. I'm Liz Waid.
And I'm Ryan Gertzma. Spotlight uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand, no matter where in the world they live.
Imagine that you are planning to get married. You have a date set for the marriage. You have special wedding clothes. You have planned a big party. You have already chosen special food. You have invited all of your friends and family to celebrate with you. And then, something changed. You decided not to get married, or the person you planned to marry decided not to marry you. What would you do about the party? Would you cancel it?
This is what happened to the Fowler family of Atlanta, Georgia, in the United States. However, they decided not to cancel the party. Instead, they turned a sad situation into a happy event. Today's spotlight is on the Fowler family and their unusual decision.
Carol and Willie Fowler's daughter was engaged to be married. They were planning to celebrate the wedding with 200 people. They organized a big meal at a restaurant. The party cost a lot of money, and the Fowlers had already paid for the celebration.
But then, 40 days before the wedding, plans changed. The Fowler's daughter ended her relationship. She decided not to get married. Carol Fowler was going to cancel the party at the restaurant. But her husband Willie had a different idea. He wanted to share their meal with homeless people in their city. Very poor people who did not have homes. Carol Fowler told ABC News,
"My husband prayed about it. The next morning, I was in the process of canceling the restaurant. I was going to let them know that we had no use for it. But my husband said, no. We are going to call Hosea Feed the Hungry. We will have them bring in homeless people from the shelters. I immediately looked up the organization's telephone number and called. I spoke with Mrs. Elizabeth Omalami, and in doing so, we worked together, and it was such a wonderful feeling just to partner with them."
Hosea Feed the Hungry is named after a prophet from the Christian Bible. Hosea was a holy man. He said that God would have mercy on people. He promised that God would save people from their suffering. The organization Hosea Feed the Hungry tries to do this as well. Their aim is to help the poorest people in the city of Atlanta. They provide food and supplies to people who cannot buy them. They especially work with people who do not have a home to live in.
Homelessness is a large problem in Atlanta. Every night, more than 10,000 people in Atlanta do not have a home to sleep in. Most of these people are women and children. Working to prevent and solve homelessness is a difficult job for the organizations in Atlanta. Many people give money and supplies to help Hosea feed the hungry. But the Fowlers were offering a very different kind of gift. Elizabeth Omilami is the CEO of Hosea Feed the Hungry. She was very surprised at the Fowlers' invitation. She told the radio show Here and Now,
"At first, I thought it was a joke, because it was such an amazing offering. Carol Fowler said she wanted to give special attention to women and families. 70% of the homeless in Atlanta are children. And so we had a chance to go to all the shelters for people with no homes. We called them all. We said, 'The Fowler family is going to have a party for you.' Then they said, 'What do you mean?' Then we said, 'It is just for you. There is no cost. All you have to do is get there.'"
At a homeless shelter, people are given food and a place to sleep. They are not usually invited to a big party. But this day was different. Homeless people came on big buses from shelters around the city of Atlanta. They enjoyed a large meal with special food. The Fowlers also organized special entertainment, such as singing and dancing. Together, they listened to some encouraging words from speakers. On the radio program Here and Now, Elizabeth Omilami said what a good experience it was.
"The event on Sunday demonstrated how, as community, we can make a difference. We can come together and live in harmony. Today is an example of harmony. Hosea Feed the Hungry is very thankful to the Fowler family and their heart for the poor. It is a blessing that this family provided an experience for those who have less resources. They enjoyed an afternoon with their families at one of Atlanta's top wedding locations. We are so thankful for the Fowlers' generosity."
Everyone who attended the event had a great experience. Even the fowler's daughter came. This was supposed to be her wedding party. Instead, she enjoyed herself with many new people. The Fowler family was very happy that they decided to share their party. On the Tom Joyner morning show, Carol Fowler said what made the day so wonderful for her.
It is so fulfilling to see the faces showing excitement and the enjoyment, especially the faces of the children. It is a feeling that you cannot get from receiving. Giving is far more special, and sharing the love.
The Fowlers enjoyed this celebration with the community. They even decided to have another dinner the next year. They named it the Fowler Family Celebration of Love. Omilami explains this name.
I got that from Mr. Fowler. It was his 70th birthday. He could have had his own birthday party. But he got up and he talked about what it meant to be a real man. And he talked about supporting the community as a real man. And after I heard him speak, I realized that this was a celebration of love between Carol and Willie and the Fowler family. But it also celebrated their love for poor people.
The Fowler family turned sadness into joy. They were able to share their marriage celebration. And the guests enjoyed it too. Mr. Willie Fowler says that makes his family happy. He explained in a press release that all people will share with each other in this way.
We, people all around the world, are one family. We were created by one parent, God. We should be about aiding, supporting, and protecting one another.
The writer of this program was Rena Dam. The producer was Mark Drenth. The voices you heard were from the United States. All quotes were adapted for this program and voiced by Spotlight. You can find our programs on the internet at www.radioenglish.net. This program is called Marriage Party for the Homeless.
We hope you can join us again for the next Spotlight program. Goodbye.